In Northwest news from KPLU, no football game Friday night for Evergreen High School in Seattle following the death of one of their players after last week's game. Kenny Bowie's death was brought up at Seahawks practice this week, where cornerback Richard Sherman discussed the risks associated with football. It's also the topic of this week's chat with KPLU sports commentator Art Teal. Art, this is the fourth high school football death from an on-field injury this season in the U.S. Is this part of a trend?
Anytime you have a death like this to a young person, it's a tragedy, and everyone is looking for solutions, as rightly they should. In this case, I think the numbers are infinitesimally small when it comes to fatalities per school, per conference, per district, per city, per state. There's just thousands and thousands of football hours put in where there are no fatalities. There are certainly injuries. The player safety issues here are two different things. One is the kind of blow that can create a fatality. And those are extremely rare, such as this case. The second sports safety issue is the chronic hits to a head that are typical in football. And that's what's led to what's generally called traumatic brain injury and specifically associated with a degenerative brain disorder called CTE. That's the scary part, I think, for most parents and most administrators, that they can't know this is happening because it's only over the long term that consequences become apparent. The subject of long-term brain injury came up this week with Richard Sherman, and he had some thoughts about trying to manage the risk-reward as a professional football player.
I think while you're in this game, while you're in NFL, you can't think about things like that because it changes the way you play the game. It changes the way you approach it. That's why guys are retiring left and right, because they know if you stop playing this game at 100% full speed, all out, that's it. That's it. You lost that step. You're putting yourself in danger, and you're putting your body in danger even more so than it already is.
So is Sherman right saying players can't think about the risks?
During the season, during the game, yes, he's exactly right. You can't put that in the forefront of your mind because you will lose the concentration required to execute well and do the physical deed the right way. Because if you're hesitant, you will be injured. The issue is, can you mitigate some of that? And I would say yes. They've worked on tackling techniques that improve the chances for a non-injurious blow to be delivered. And then there's improvements in equipment that are helping. But if you're looking for a risk-free endeavor for a child in sports, I'd recommend golf. Because everything else, whether it's gymnastics, basketball, volleyball, there is some risk involved. As Richard said in the press conference, you know, if you get in your car and drive, there's a risk. It's different. This is a voluntary sport. I think the best thing for parents to do is get information about risk. And I think once you look at some of the big data that's been assembled by injuries among high school athletes, you'll discover, for example, soccer has almost as high an incident rate as football because there is head contact with the ball. There's also head contact with other heads, with elbows, with knees, with the ground. And they don't play with helmets. So that's a consideration for a parent. All kinds of information is out there now in the increasing scrutiny that brain trauma is under. And I would advise parents to eliminate the risk-reward question for a child during the game or during the season. Make it ahead of time. Make it understood by both parent and child that there's a risk, because information is available now, and that's the answer to a very difficult question.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.